Hey guys, basically I'm going to do another review of a book. I'm going to be doing like loads of reviews now because I'm just like on a roll. I really like reviewing. So yeah, I'm going to do a review of another book that I read ages ago. It's called The 40 Rules of Love by Elif Shafak. It's set in two time periods. It's set in the 21st century America. This woman, Ella, she's Jewish, and like she has three kids, and like she's really like her husband has a decent job, and she has a really nice house, and like her kids seem to be doing well at school and things. And in the beginning, you kind of get the sense that actually she's doing all right for herself, but then as the book progresses, you realize she's not actually doing too well. And basically she finds her husband is cheating. One of her daughters wants to get engaged, and she's not pretty happy with that, and she kind of interferes and gets really like, the dog gets pissed off and then moves out and stuff. Anyway, you just realise that she realises, as well as us, that, you know, her life isn't all that, and she's not very, very content, and she wants to kind of strike out. So anyway, she reads this thing called Sweet Blasphemy, this book, and it's about Shams of Tabriz and Rumi, Jalaluddin Rumi, who is a Persian poet. If you have not heard of him, I'm just shocked. Please. I just love his poetry, it's amazing. He's a Sufi. And basically, it's also set in that time period as well, in 13th century Konya, which is olden day Turkey. So anyway, it's about Sufism, and it really opened my heart, and there was like amazing Sufi tales. And basically, it's about how this companion changed Rumi from Shams of Tabriz, changed Rumi from a scholar to a poet, to someone who was very much more spiritually open. He went into it, like, as a scholar, he would never go into a tavern, he wouldn't talk to a beggar, but as a poet, and as someone who's more spiritually open, whatever, as a Sufi, whatever, like, Shams of Tabriz, he helped people like harlots, he helped people like lepers, and he was like, yeah, everyone can find God. Like, with the leper, he gave him a mirror, he's like, just, like, look at your image and think, actually, you were beautiful once, like, when you're dying, your suffering is beautiful, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know, like, it's just amazing, and it opened my heart, because I used to think Sufism was a little bit strange, and obviously, like, because I didn't know much about it. But it's really beautiful and different, very different, but, like, to what I believe, but still beautiful, and I don't know, like, it's nice, because, like, humanity helping each other, and different tales of just, like, having your heart open, your mind open, being tolerant, blah, 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 blah. It's just really good work. I don't know, and Ella finds that in her life as well, which is cool, even though it's a bit sad in the end, but yeah, I'm not going to give any spoilers. Bye! I really recommend this book, it's amazing, I can't even say enough about it. Sorry for that.